These two men are both elderly. Donald Trump is an elderly man who, for whatever reason, was given 9 seconds to take an iconic photo op during an active shooter situation. Weird situation. We'll figure that out one day. But his survival of that and bouncing right back and going right to his convention is being conveyed in the media world as a sign of strength. This current president of the United States is 81 years old and has COVID. Should he be fine in a couple of days? Doesn't that convey exactly the same thing?
Oh, my God.
That he's strong enough, older than Trump, to have gotten something that used to really be fatal to people his age. So if he does fine out of it and comes back and is able to do rallies, Jen isn't Psaki that exactly looks, the same? It's not exactly the same. It's not the same incident, but it's an elderly man coming through.
First off, I didn't even recognize Joy Reid without her simple Jack hairstyle. I guess that wig got put up. Welcome to the program, Tana Lash, with you at the top of this very first hour. And the media reactions to this are insane. We've entered a whole other next level. So you have, and by the way, I just have to tell you, I don't watch MSNBC. I don't watch her unless she says something stupid, which is almost daily at this point. And then it hits and becomes a clip. And that's exactly what this was. It became a clip because she said something unbelievably stupid. We've had the COVID, Kane. Yeah. I've had COVID just like getting shot. You know, I took a nap. I took a nap when I had COVID, like in the very beginning of it. I got COVID. It was like over Christmas break. I think it was like 2020 and something like that. And I took a nap on the couch and it was just like getting shot in the head on live television. Just like it, Kane.
What's it like being shot? Oh, wait. I got COVID too.
Yeah. Yeah. You got, basically like getting shot in the head.
I personally know how it is to be almost assassinated.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, they're so desperate. They're so desperate. Well, and they're mad at him. And she's like, oh, he wanted to give a photo. The guy just got shot, you absolute moron. He just got shot. They're mad because of that photo. They're so mad. They don't know what to do with themselves. Let them debase themselves on television. My gosh, I revel in the desperation. It is my joy. I love it so much. I cannot even put into words how happy it makes me. It almost turns my black and bitter heart a shade of kind of purple. Almost. We're almost there. I know, right? Real close. So welcome to the program. You can listen coast to coast terrestrially. You can also find the simulcast of the radio show as well on X. You can find us in a multitude of different places. Rumble is where the chat happens, all kinds of good stuff. So that's it's pretty bad. I mean, she's like, yeah, well, but she didn't stop there. MSNBC Simple Jack didn't stop there. Audio sound. Now, why I'm getting ready to, we're going to call for 15, but I'm prefacing this by saying this is not a one-off, guys. I have been collecting, and we're going to go through some of this today, the media reactions. They're now in this stage. It is unbelievable. This is what, can you imagine her, can you imagine sitting, and I hate recording myself talking into the camera like this, which is why I don't really do it, because I feel like a douchebag. It looks so cringe and so self, like, worship. I can't stand it. But, you know, the social media people are like, you got to do that more. I hate doing it. Joy Reid, though, she has no problem sitting on her sofa and just, you know, speaking out of her A double snakes into her phone. This is cringe, guys. Listen.
We still don't know for sure whether Donald Trump was hit by a bullet.
Oh, my gosh.
Whether he was hit by glass fragments, whether he was hit by shrapnel. We don't have those details. We actually have no details from his physician, even though this man is still a Secret Service protected, you know, and presidential candidate. We knew almost nothing. Why? Why don't we know that much? We know that three people were shot. One person, unfortunately, was killed at the rally. We don't know where they were sitting or standing relative to him.
What?
We don't know why. For 9 full seconds.
Just because
Donald
you're
Trump
a dumbass doesn't mean we all are.
Stand back up during an active shooting, an active shooter situation.
I'm not going to be able to make it.
Even
this whole
though
thing.
They at that point had said the shooter was down, how would they have known if there were more shooters or not?
Well, that is that we didn't know because that's part of the Secret Service failure, which she's not asking about. She's not asking any questions about Secret Service. She's not asking any of that. She's just, well, I mean, how do we know? Was it shrapnel? Do you even know what shrapnel is, Simple Jack? Do you even know? Was it glass? From what? From what? Sorry if I made your cat shriek. Like, I probably startled everyone's animals at home, if you're listening at home. I'm just, these people are asking more questions about, like, we just don't have any proof of, like, these things happen. Oh, we do. We totally have all the proof in the world. Or how high are you? We have all the proof in the world. It happened on camera. There are multiple angles of it. There were multiple cameras. We got every angle that you could possibly imagine.
We also have computer-generated reanimations of the entire event as well.
Yeah, we got all those things. But we got Simple Jack over here like, I just don't know. She's not the only one, though, y'all. We're going to talk more about this because, oh, my gosh. I'm going to need y'all to get you a frosty bev, right? Get you a frosty beverage. Just get ready. All right, so we have the other Simple Jack. Biden's got COVID. He was just in Vegas, wasn't he? Maskless, shaking everybody's hand. What is my touching everybody? Yep. COVID Joe touching everybody, yep. Hands on everybody, sniffing everybody's baby's hairs, all that. I mean, oh my gosh. Now he has COVID. And so they already called a lid for today. He went back to his beach house. And I think it's funny, one of the reporters was like, after the White House announced last night that the president has COVID, there's a lid for the day. And we asked why he wasn't wearing a mask after he tested positive. There was no response. Someone was like, well, masks don't work. No, the left says they do. You know, the left that is in disbelief that Trump has a bandage on his ear after being shot in the head is the same left that wanted to wear like plastic face covers and masks and all this other garbage on their heads because, you know, they wanted to protect themselves with magic, this talisman from this virus that they had no idea. That's, you know, same thing. So they, he's in his Delaware beach house and he's got the Rona. Did you see him walking up the steps? Yesterday. Was this yesterday? The footage came out this morning. Yes, but it was like yesterday evening. He was trying to. And so I knew exactly what he was doing. He could barely get up the steps. And then when he was getting down from walking, there's like a little short flight of steps. How many steps is it, Kane? Like 7, 8?
Yeah, I was going to say 8 or 9.
It's like Marine 1, isn't it? He's like, get on Marine 1. Yeah. He's like stepping down off the little steps and he can't do it. And he kind of stops at the step and almost like someone interrupted his movement by asking him a question and he had to stop or something. I don't know. He was delaying because he didn't fall on his ass in front of everybody. He knew that he could barely get down the steps. So he was like trying to figure out. It looked so bad. Oh my gosh. Donald Trump gets shot in the head and he gets up and he puts a, you know, my pillow on his ear. And then he goes off to the RNC convention. He's giving a speech tonight and Biden can't even, my gosh, Biden can't even get down the damn steps. That's not even the one, though. There was another one where that's bad, too. But there was another one where he was coming. He's just stopped on the stair and just stared. Juan's got all the step footage. He's got step footage for days. And he's like, he can't walk in any of them. Which one am I supposed to get? It's all so bad. That's just what it's all so bad.
You can do it.
Come on. And he's getting, hey. I feel like, I was watching this video sidebar of these British dudes who were sitting in a pub. I guess it was like before or after some kind of football game, or I'm sorry, soccer. And they were watching this chick trying to park her car. And they were real nice. They were cheering her. And they were going, oh. And then when she finally got it, they erupted into cheers. Yay! And they were jumping on top of the chairs and everything. And it was hysterical. I feel like that with Biden going down the stairs. Like, just don't. No, fall on your face, you know, in front of the world. Let's please not. Let's just not do that. So he's got COVID, right? He's got COVID. Okay. And he was touching all over everybody. And, COVID Joe. And then apparently, Adam Schiff has called on Biden to drop out. He's got serious concerns that he can't win. I don't feel anyways bad for these people. They made their bed. Now they got none of these people had any concerns until Biden just foobarred the debate so bad. And then he's done three one-on-one interviews since then. He's done one with Lester Holt. It's a verbal typo. He did one with him. He's done another with BET and another with some other dude I don't know. And all of them were just trash, garbage, just absolute disasters, every single one of them. They were so bad. They were so bad. Yeah, he was, I mean, he was literally at a super spreader event in Vegas, one hour before he announced that he had the Rona. He was literally touching on everybody in Vegas. Rona Joe, touching on everybody in Vegas.
Leaning in.
Yeah, leaning in, sniffing people's heads. You know, the whole Joe thing. Oh my gosh. So that's, I'm just saying, And apparently Nancy Pelosi privately told Biden that he can't beat Trump. She hasn't said anything publicly yet, and I don't think Biden's going to do anything until she does, if I'm being honest. Yeah. Now, I've got competing stories coming out about this. So I have one headline, and I know that these are all operatives that are all trying to get their digs in. So it says, White House says Biden is unmoved by discussions with Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries, because Schumer apparently said, told him yesterday, he also wants him out. By the way, Biden had a disastrous phone call yesterday. So he had three disastrous interviews, all trying to make up for that FUBAR debate. And then he got on the phone with the press on the phone too, talking with other leaders. Oh my gosh. He was like yelling at people. It was so bad. And we're going to talk about that coming up after headlines, because we're going to need a whole segment for it. But I have one headline that says he's unmoved by discussions. I have another headline that says, well, he's now going to consider it. You know, he's going to maybe consider this now. He's going to, you know, maybe he'll consider some of getting out of this debate. You know, he hasn't made a decision yet. So I've got all of these different competing stories about this, but one thing that I am hearing is that this weekend is going to be the make or break. He could be perhaps persuaded to get out maybe over the weekend. I don't know. He's going to be in his beach house for 4 days. They already called a lid for today. And the betting tables are going, man, they think that he's going to get out. This is just, I mean, I've never seen anything so disastrous for the Democrats in a long time. So we're going to talk about all of that. The latest also coming up, J.D. Vance gave his speech last night, the RNC. Apparently tonight, Elon Musk is giving a surprise speech on election integrity. Hulk Hogan, it was announced that he's speaking tonight.
Right, brother.
Yeah, if he doesn't come out and say that. If you send Hulk Hogan out without a kerchief on his head, I hate you. Don't you be messing with like the American standard. You know what I'm saying? Don't send him out without his do-rag. Don't be doing that. And if he doesn't say, hey, brother, it's not him. It's a robot. It's one of those damn AI sentient. It's a cheap fake. We got a lot to get into. I got some polling for you, too. And what happens when the Secret Service director pops up at the convention, the RNC? Turbocharging your metabolism has never been simpler thanks to the innovative handheld metabolic coach Lumen. This revolutionary device empowers you to optimize your metabolism efficiently and effortlessly. And with Lumen, you can master the strategies to keep your metabolism humming at its best. Now, Lumen is a breath-based metabolic tracker. You breathe into the Lumen at the start of your day to get a metabolism snapshot and a personalized nutrition plan. And then the app tells you if you're burning fat or carbs. You can get customized tips for nutrition, workouts, sleep, stress. Lumen helps you to know with real data what your body needs. Now, your metabolism is your body's rocket engine. It powers everything that you do. And with Lumen, you can expect easier weight management, balanced energy, fitness gains, and find it easier to go to sleep. So if you want to take the next step in improving your health, visit lumen.me/DanaShow and get 15% off of your Lumen. That's lumen.me/DanaShow. One word for 15% off your purchase. That's lumen.me/DanaShow. And thanks to Lumen for sponsoring this episode.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So John Hinckley, the guy who shot former President Reagan, denounced violence in the wake of the attempted assassination on Trump. He literally wrote, violence is not the way to go. Give peace a chance. Of course, he quotes John Lennon. Oh, my gosh. You know what? I was reading an article about him like a couple of years ago. And one of the a profiler who works with these kind of criminals was saying that he still has a lot of the behaviors and attributes of someone who is not reformed. Of someone who has not gotten over, he has these obsessive qualities, and that's what fuels. So I'm going to see if I can find this piece. I got it buried somewhere. All right. So Trump sneakers with photo from the assassination attempt on sale for $299 on the Trump site. If they're not making available t-shirts of that, where he had his fist in the air and making it like gangsta style, I don't want to talk. I need the t-shirt. You got to do the t-shirt. I mean, I've seen like different iterations that are printed badly on Etsy. I'm just saying you need like that kind of merch. The Trump said, what are those Trumps? I'm real particular about my shoes. Like, I'm real weird about my shoes. But, you know, people are going to eat that up. That's $299 on the site. Trump says he would let, now I don't know about this one. He says he would let Federal Chair Powell, Jerome Powell, finish his term if he, Trump, wins in November. Kane does not like that. You're not a fan of that one?
I'm not a fan of the Fed chair, but I think it's a smart move by Trump to say this.
Why?
Right now. Because
this is what I don't get.
Because there are people that the Fed are tied to, at least I believe this, that have these large hedge funds, these huge amounts of money, BlackRock and others that are involved. I think he's smart to not try and raise the red flag in that regard just yet.
Maybe. Okay. I will take that right now. I will take that. All right, moving on. We have Fandango. That's a thing still. Wait, it is. Yeah, you people. I just don't go to the theater as much anymore because I'm real weird about that. The founder apparently jumped to his death from his luxury New York City hotel. He was identified last night by NYPD. Kane's like, immediately when Kane hears somebody jumped to their death, he doesn't believe it.
It's a luxury apartment. Who wants to jump from that?
Well, money can't buy you happiness. I mean, it can help, but, you know, it doesn't buy you happiness totally.
Well, yeah.
So I don't know. They identified him. I don't know what building. I mean, it's one of those real nice swanky ones, you know, where you got like the penthouses and all that. I mean, they like literally were rolling him right out the front door there in those with the in the body bag. Ugh. And Elon Musk is pulling his companies from California because Gavin Newsom signed a new law where they can keep if your minor children want to change their gender, they hide it from the parents. By the way, he just tweeted that contrary to reports, he's not speaking at the RNC. We got a lot more in store. Stick with us. According to a March 2024 report from the Association of American Medical Colleges, the U.S. is facing a shortage of 86,000 doctors by 2036. Already, wait times to see a doctor nearly reach 4 weeks. That's a troubling trend set to worsen. And your alternative? Lengthy hours in the ER or urgent care amid a whole crowd of ill people. Yeah, no. Mm-mm. Take control of your own health care. Order a medical emergency kit from the Wellness Company. Now, this is not, I repeat, it's not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It's super handy. It comes with doctor prescribed medicines for over 30 medical issues, antibiotics for infections, strep throat. I've used it, pneumonia, bronchitis, all kinds of stuff. Match your symptoms to the prescription in your booklet and take the correct meds now to get well faster. There's no waiting for a doctor or a pharmacy or being around tons of sick people. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit, and you can order yours online in literally minutes. Get 15% off at twc.health/Dana and use promo code Dana. That's promo code Dana at twc.health/Dana.
Next time anyone says Bidenomics is working, here's what you tell them. 30% of all tax revenue in June went to paying off interest on our national debt. We spent more on interest than Social Security, Health and Human Services, and our own national security.
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Not able to catch all 3 hours of The Dana Show? Subscribe to the full podcast and get news and laughs delivered in short, easy-to-digest episodes. Ideal for your busy lifestyle on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
And so it's all about treating people with dignity. And it's about making sure that, look, I mean, for example, look at the heat I'm getting because I named Secretary of Defense, the black man. I named Ketanji Brown. I mean, because of the people I've named.
You mean Lloyd Austin? Ketanji Brown Jackson is a Supreme Court justice, you desiccated old turd. Yeah, one has a vagina, one doesn't. They're totally different.
No way to talk about Lloyd.
He's just like, what other black people doing? Oh, going through the Rolodex in his head, which is struggling. It's got one card and it's torn up. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lashier with you. The bottom of this first hour. He's just sitting there. Was he trying to say that people were mad because Lloyd Austin's black? Because yes. That's brand new to me.
Yes.
I mean, not that he's black, but that anybody's mad about it. Nope, he's completely incompetent. It has nothing to do. Is that the goal? Like, Democrats, just let's put in the most completely incompetent, irresponsible person we can into this position and make sure they're a minority. So that way, if we get any criticism, we can be like, you're racist. Is that the goal? Is that the strategy here?
You make it sound so simple and dumb, but that's exactly their goal.
It's exactly what they're doing.
Exactly what it is.
Totally what they're doing. That's exactly it. I'm just saying, you know, just seems a little transparent. You know, the black guy. Jeez. It's like watching a bad Dave Chappelle skit because it's real life, though. Good night.
Can you imagine being the defense secretary and watching the president not know your name in real time?
Yeah. He doesn't know who's running the military. He has no idea who's making these decisions. He doesn't know anything. And this was supposed to be one of the interviews that was supposed to redeem his FUBAR at the debate. It was supposed to be the thing that helped him, like, kind of recovered it. And then he did this. This is, yeah, play five. Let's get five queued up. Oh, you thought that one was bad. Go ahead and play this.
Make sure there's access to affordable internet, just like in Roosevelt's time. You know,
oh, Roosevelt's time with the internet. Yes, you know, the internet in Roosevelt's time. You know, you remember the internet during World War II? I don't know about you, but I remember my grandpa telling me about how he had learned on Twitter before Elon Musk bought it back in World War II when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. And he was like, well, you know, I saw that tweeted and then I, like, you know, snapped one of my friends and was like, I'm so enrolling, yo, going in the military, YOLO. And then he was out, right? You don't remember that? Your grandparents, you know, with their Snapchat accounts and the internet and Twitter, yeah, and all that, right?
That rotary phone dial-up internet was really slow back then, but it still worked.
Mm. Yeah, Grandpa told me it took, like, forever to text someone with a rotary phone.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Tough.
And that Insta stories were still real clunky back then with the internet. Make sure the internet... Is he an alien? Because at this point, if he doesn't have Parkinson's and a stroke and, I don't know, everything else, then he's an alien. There is no other, literally no other option here. He either has all these ailments or he's an alien. Because... it's like he's a person in a meat suit that can't figure out how it works yet. He can't. It's like a fleshy mecha suit and he can't figure out how to do it right.
You may be closer than you think.
Gosh, that would be scary if like his face fell off and it's just like C-3PO under there. That explains the whole beep, boop, boop with the arms. Dude, these interviews were supposed to help him. And the Democrats are now trying to push him out. He was on, Biden was on the phone call. Oh my gosh, this one was bad. He was on this phone call with all these folks and it did not go well. I sent out prep email. I know. He read a note. This was crazy. So he was, let me pull the story up. You got this in your, if you get the newsletter, which you should, honestly, you get so many good things over at Chapter and Verse, my Substack. You get so many good things over there. But he was handed a note during he had a phone call with Democratic House lawmakers, and apparently there were a couple of members of the press. And the reason I say this is because they were tweeting about it at the time. And while he was on the phone, okay, while he's on this call with Democrat lawmakers, and he was yelling at them, he yelled at one Democrat lawmaker about. His son's Bronze Star. I don't know if you... He got nasty with a Bronze Star Democrat. And it was really bad. Daily Beast, New York Post, they said he was rambling. Jason Crow, who's a Democrat out of Colorado, he's a retired Army Ranger. He was three tours in the Middle East. And he was a Bronze Star recipient. And Biden yelled at him. And he said, quote, first of all, I think you're dead wrong. And he goes, he was saying you've never done anything with your Bronze Star like my son or something. And he was yelling. And then this call, they were saying he couldn't complete an answer. He yelled at Crow. And then another said, quote, he was rambling. He'd start an answer. He'd lose his train of thought. And then he would just say whatever. He could not complete an answer. Another one said he was dismissive of concerns, unable and unprepared to present a campaign strategy. And that person's a sitting member of Congress. And it was a very tense call. And what's worse is he's handed a note while he's on this call. A staffer hands him a note. And it was a private note. And I'll be damned if he didn't read it in front of everybody. Biden. The note said, "You are sounding defensive. Stay positive." And he read it. I am not making this up. It was the New York Times reported it. New York Post, everybody, Associated Press, everybody's reporting this.
End of quote. Repeat the line.
"You are sounding defensive. Stay positive." Biden said it and didn't even know that it was like a note, that a private note for him, not for him to share. Guys. So I don't know. Chuck Schumer apparently privately told him he's got to go. Movement of Nancy Pelosi, if she comes out publicly and says something, I think he's got to. But they've already called a lid for the day. He's at his beach house for the next 4 days. And now everybody's watching him because they said if it happens, it'll be this weekend. And that's why they were trying to do that virtual election of him or nomination of him at the DNC. And Democrats apparently were really upset about it. They didn't like that. This is a disaster. They were freaking out about it. Democrat delegates were just freaking out about all of this. Listen to this audio soundbite 3. This is what he's telling BET. This is Biden trying to do outreach to the black voting bloc. Listen to this.
I'd like you to take a moment and tell black America what you want them to know. Why should they turn out for you?
Because they know where my heart is. They know where my head is. And by the way, if you notice, whether it's young blacks or young whites or white Hispanics or young Asian Americans, they've never focused until after Labor Day. I mean, the idea they're focusing intently on an election right now is not there.
Wow.
And by the way, if you take a look at presidents who have...
Black people don't pay attention until after Labor Day, apparently. You know, I don't know. Good grief. That was supposed to, like, help him because he's hemorrhaging support amongst the black community. Kane's just... You okay?
How is it not... How are we still doing this? It's like we're just playing along? Like, what are we doing?
It's a million-dollar question here. Million-dollar question. I don't know. I mean, you compare what's going on with Democrats right now, and then you look at the RNC. The RNC, by the way, conventions are weird because it's when people wear the craziest things. It is, and you guys know, you all know this. Even if you've ever been to, I don't care how hardcore you are, you know you do. You watch it. You try to see who has the most sequins on, who's got light-up shoes. You guys do all this. Come on. And it's, you always can tell who the Texas delegation is because they always got the hats. Like, you know a woman is running the Texas thing, right? And I just point this out because other states get out there, their delegations, and they're all dressed nice, red, white, and blue, or red usually, you know, Republican red, red, white, and blue. Oh, no, Texas gets out there. They all have the same outfits. They all have, O-W-L, they all have the cowboy hats, and they're all wearing them button-up Lone Star shirts. So there is always a woman in charge of that because there is no way a man's going to sit back and go, guys, now, all right, we got to all wear the same shirts. Everyone got their sizes. No one's doing that. That's a woman running that. Oh, my gosh. But they all had, and they were all pressed. I noticed this, too. All the shirts were just pressed. Not a wrinkle in sight. That is someone's meemaw. Someone's granny is running the show with the Texas delegation. You all saw it. It's one of my favorite things to look for. Because there is no way. You can't tell me that there's nobody named Joe Smith who's heading up the delegation. He's like, all right, everybody got their cowboy hats. Everybody get their shirts. You all have your sizes, gentlemen and ladies. Nobody's doing that. That's a woman running that. But they're all, and you can see them. They just an army of cowboy hats and Lone Star button-ups. And they're all sitting there looking like they just sprung out of bandboxes. They're all sitting there in the floor ready to go with their Texas sign, their cowboy hats. I love it. It's just, and then it kind of, like, if you're from another state, do you feel bad? Are you, like, looking like, well, why didn't we get matching outfits? Why didn't we get that? Like, Kane, what do you wear from our home state of Missouri? Like, what do you wear if you're Missouri?
Oh, man.
Because you can't wear an arch hat because that makes the Kansas City side upset.
Yeah.
It's you know, because there's a little bit of...
It's got to be unifying. So something Ozarky or Jefferson City-ish.
Yeah, I mean, you got to go, you know, I don't know what you do with that. The best you can do is like a blue shirt. Well, this represents Table Rock, like the blue. I don't know. Like, what do you do? What do you do? Yeah,
that's a tough one.
Like, if you're from Kentucky, what do you wear?
That's why they have consultants for things like this, I guess.
No, that's why they got somebody's meemaw up there, like, you know, running the show. I'm always so impressed. So coming up, we're going to talk a little bit more about the RNC. J.D. Vance officially accepted the nomination. And something struck me because I was watching a portion of his speech. And I know that there's some people out there who don't like J.D. Vance. And he doesn't have much of a record. Let's be real. He's a brand new senator. But what strikes me, though, is that his coming up is not unlike a lot of other people's coming of age. You know, my family's from the Ozarks. His family's from Appalachia. And there are a lot of things that I could identify with a lot. And when you compare that to like the routine that Joe Biden does with Scranton Joe, which one sounds more realistic? Like, which one resonates with you more? Like the Scranton Joe, which sounds manufactured and just sort of, he sounds distant from it. Or like Vance's background. We're going to talk about this coming up. Our partners that help bring you free radio for this portion's Gold Co. Precious Metals. They want to make sure that everything that you have worked for your whole life to save for, is protected. Because who knows what's going to happen? We're still like 100 some odd days out. Anything can still happen at this point, folks. And so you want to make sure that you are preparing yourself, that you're protected. I mean, you've seen what grocery prices have done. Everybody knows like the invisible tax of inflation. I mean, you're paying $7 for a dozen eggs. It's crazy. Join the thousands of people like me who've called Gold Co., the number one rated gold company, Gold Co. Diversify your money with time-tested safe haven assets, physical gold and silver. They got thousands of five-star reviews, a perfect rating from the Better Business Bureau, and they understand precious metals ownership, super important part of your retirement savings strategy. And they make it easy for you to do it. They have a one-of-a-kind gold IRA kit for individual buyers that explains the economy of how gold IRAs work, and they make it easy for you to get it and make it work for you. Dedicated to transparency, no pressure. Visit DanaLikesGold.com and learn how you can get started today. They'll give you a complimentary wealth protection kit that's going to arm you with the facts about precious metals. That's DanaLikesGold.com.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
Like Mr. Thiel, who has named his companies after things in the Lord of the Rings series of J.R.R. Tolkien books. Lord of the Rings is a sort of favorite cosmos for naming things and cultural references for a lot of far-right and alt-right figures, both in Europe and the United States. Right. Peter Thiel names all these things after Tolkien figures and
say
places.
His name right.
Like his company Palantir, for example.
It's not Tolkien.
Like his mentor, like Dumbass. Peter Thiel, who had given him all his job.
It's not Tolkien. What? Go ahead. Sir, I'm sorry. You guys know if you've ever watched the show for like a second, this is a sore spot with me. It's like people who pronounce Ayn Rand's name wrong or people who pronounce Tolkien's name wrong. I just think for someone who sits here and constantly fluffs about her Oxford education, you know, get the guy's name right. I'm sorry, Kane. Kane's like, you missed the whole point of the clip, but that was killing my soul.
No, she's trying to compare far-right figures with the characters in Lord of the Rings as though it's some sinister plan from the right.
Well, she's an orc.
And the GOP, and she's, yeah.
She is an orc.
She's a couple.
She was born in the pits.
Couple fries short of a Happy Meal.
She's mad because everybody talks about that. You know what? I think if you're going to criticize it, say his name correctly. Right. Oh, my gosh. She doesn't even know what she's talking. Well, it's something that someone on the right says, so it must be far right. I guess she injected whatever Matt Gaetz was injecting into his face last night to freeze it like that into her brain. I don't know what happened. But, I mean, who comes up with that kind of analysis? Oh, Lord of the Rings. Oh, he likes Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings must be Hitler. I hear he likes drinking water, too, and breathing air. Maybe you should stop. Just saying. I can't, Kane. Because I can bring anything back. If you give me, you can give me any topic and I will bring it back to Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
I've actually read it like prior to the films. So I'm like a huge Tolkien fan, not Tolkien. And I just, to sit here and act like it's a far right concept because J.D. Vance likes it. What in the world? She's an orc. You know she is. She's an orc. I don't. They're desperate. They're melting down right now on the left. And tonight it's going to be even crazier. I'm telling you, if Trump goes out at the RNC tonight and gives this like Reagan, you know, beacon on the hill, unity kind of speech, and everyone's up on their feet, and you know, you have uplifting music that plays in the background, their heads are going to combust. So it's going to be an instantaneous combustion with their heads on MSNBC, on CNN. It's just going to be mad chaos. They're not going to know what to do. His speech tonight, I think, is incredibly important. So tonight, apparently, Dana White, UFC, is speaking, Franklin Graham, obviously Eric Trump, Tucker Carlson speaking, Hulk Hogan speaking. Let's see who else. Those are the big ones. You got some billionaire business people talking about business. Linda McMahon. Let's see who you got a number of people who are going to be out there speaking. So that should be, I don't know the order of it. And then obviously the president himself is going to be speaking. So now coming up, we're going to talk about the vice presidency, the plotted course so far for the RNC, Scranton Joe versus J.D. Vance. Those stories. We got a lot coming up. And the latest with Secret Service. Stick with us. Second hour next. ReadyWise, a great sponsor of this show. They just want to make sure that you're prepared for no matter what happens, no matter what life throws your way. You don't need a disaster to prepare for major emergencies like Hurricane Beryl. You don't need that. You would rather know that you can just like go back in your little pantry, open up your cabinet, get your food out. This is USA high quality ingredients packed in a state-of-the-art USA plant. You know, from start to finish, you know who has the chain of custody the whole way. And freeze-dried, dehydrated, no refrigeration required, easy to prepare, just add water, 25-year shelf life. This food ain't going nowhere. It's always going to be there for you and your family when you need it. That means you can avoid the stress of crowded stores, unreliable supply chains, all of that. And you have direct access to top quality food to help sustain you. You can also get 20% off any regularly priced item by using promo code DANA20 at ReadyWise.com. So the time to prepare is now, folks. Visit ReadyWise.com. Use code DANA20. Save 20% off any regularly priced item. That's ReadyWise.com. Code DANA20.
New reporting into CNN this hour showing just how tense things have gotten between a defiant Joe Biden and key members of his party. Sources tell me that the president lashed out at Congressman Jason Crow in a Saturday call with House Democrats. That happened after the Colorado moderate relayed voters' concerns about the president's vigor and strength, especially when it comes to the world stage. Biden, I'm told, got so upset with Crow's blunt assessment that at one point he said, quote, cut that crap out, and told Crow he could walk away if he wants.
So Biden's, yeah, he's not going so well, I don't think. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you, top of the second hour. He's kind of freaking out because, I mean, it's getting more and more difficult for him to make the argument that he needs to stay in the race. He had a disastrous phone call, three disastrous interviews in a row that were supposed to be a rehabilitation of the debate. Democrats have taken to downplaying the attempted assassination on Trump as a way to try to save Joe Biden. It's just insane. This weekend is make or break. He's already called a lid for the day. He is at his beach house, Joe Biden, for 4 days now. 4 days, he's going to be there. Welcome back to the program. Top of this second hour, you can listen coast to coast. You can stream the show. You can watch the simulcast of the radio program, Channel 347 DirecTV Rumble, where the discussion happens. Make sure you check out the whole newsletter, chapter and verse, over at Substack. I'm telling you, this is bad for Joe Biden. And you know what, too? it's, I don't know what Democrats are going to be able to, the polling is bad. And I wanted to share some of this polling with you. We're going to get in the Secret Service and all of this. Virginia is now being classified as leaning R. It's moving to Trump. Pennsylvania, Trump is 1 point above the margin of error. He's plus five, or a point, sorry, a point and a half above margin of error. He's plus five in Pennsylvania. He's 2 points, three points above margin of error in Georgia. He's plus six in Georgia. These are states that you got to win, that Republicans have to win. And it's Joe Biden is not, he's not doing well. Normally, I would say to disregard polling because it's been so wrong. It was so wrong in 2022 because we were told of this red wave. And I think that they overstated the polling to make Republicans feel like they had it in the bag and kind of make them lower their guard a little bit and make them, maybe they didn't, it wasn't as urgent for voter outreach, canvassing, things like that. But because the internals that have been leaked as a way to push Biden out are so bad, I actually kind of think that this may, I'm actually putting a little bit more stock in some of the polling that I'm seeing than not, than I have ever, I think, at this stage in the game, in terms of measuring support for the candidates. I think it might be more accurate than not. That's odd for me to say that because I spent a good portion last night going over these polls and looking at the crosstabs and the demographics and the over, if anything was oversampled, where they pulled from when they call, because, you know, polling is such a disingenuous, it's a farce because you're immediately stacking, you're immediately biasing the pool because you're calling people landlines. I mean, now they're starting to incorporate more with mobile, but that's still such a small percentage compared to the landline. And so it's not an exact science. I mean, it is as reliable as like an online poll, for real. However, like I said, the internal polling that usually campaigns kind of keep in pocket and use that as a way to shape messaging and strategy, that's been leaked out kind of as a penalty to Biden to try to like turn up the heat and push him out. It's not showing anything good for Democrats. So that's why I'm inclined to put a little bit more stock in what we're seeing now with polling than I have previously. Now, that being said, they're going to have the debate with Harris and Vance. It's coming up. They settled on the date. It's August 12th. So that's like, I think, right before the convention, right? Wait, the DNC convention, because this debate is August 12th, the VP debate. And the Democrat convention, which is going to be, where's it going to be, Chicago? Oh, boy. So they're having it, it's on August. So this is right before the convention. Like days before. Well, not days, like almost a week before the convention. Interesting. So what's going to, that's, J.D. Vance has a great opportunity here to rhetorically take out Kamala Harris, which he's going to do, because it's going to be like watching, I don't know, think of something insulting in comparison. There's too many choices. It's going to be to watch J.D. Vance debate Kamala Harris is going to be something else. And J.D. Vance, he accepted the invitation accepted the nomination last night. His speech was like 40 minutes long. He had a very good speech. And I think a lot of people, I was talking about this with, Kane. A lot of people, we know who J.D. Vance is because we work in this industry. And you know who he is because you're like us, you're a political nerd. I don't say that as like a pejorative. That's just who we are. The average everyday person isn't as familiar. And he's very new. Now, I want to be very clinical here because there's some good and then there's some things that he's going to have to overcome. The name recognition is something he's going to have to overcome because I think he has J.D. Vance has less of a political record than Barack Obama did when Barack Obama left the Senate to run for the White House. So you do have to keep that in mind. And for a lot of people, that record is a big deal. And that's where Trump is going to have to come in. But in terms of energizing and being able to go out and retail politic, they're going to be able to split the difference on this a little bit. And I think that's going to help because Trump has lagged in voter outreach and ground game in some of these battleground states. And I think now this is going to help offset some of that going forward because they're going to have a very aggressive approach. But the other thing that's interesting, too, and I don't think they did this on purpose by design. I do think with the inclusion of Sean O'Brien, the Teamsters guy, which was really the big thing that more so than the coalition building with Amber Rose and all of that, the Sean O'Brien thing was the thing that actually got me the most that made me most concerned. I wasn't as concerned with the other stuff. And that's because I look at this as a coalition and not a party thing. Sean O'Brien thing, though, he was talking about stuff that's a party thing. He was talking about market principles, and I did have concern with that. That being said, I keep seeing article after article pop up about how the Republican Party is going for the working class because the Democrats have kind of taken the working class for granted, right? Go back to 2016 when Hillary Clinton ran and you had a bunch of guys that, you know, voted, union members, they didn't like Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton's not very much liked by the Democrat Party, much less, you know, the women in it or the dudes in it. And they, you know, they were called racist in that if they didn't deliver for the Democrat Party by voting for the old white woman. And these are people who are just trying to figure out how to keep a roof over their head and make sure that they can pay their bills. And they didn't much appreciate having their characters impugned because they were reliable and they showed up to vote with Democrats every damn election. And then the one time that they legitimately have concerns that weren't addressed by that party and they took their vote elsewhere, Democrats repaid that loyalty by savaging them in the press, savaging their character, and taxes, inflation. You're paying $7 for a dozen eggs now. You feel better? So people, they rightly have axes to grind, right? So introduce J.D. Vance. Now, J.D. Vance, there's a lot that people recognize of themselves in his coming of age story. And I've told you myself, and I wrote about it in my book, Flyover Nation. You know, my family is rural Missouri. And, you know, they all came, they're farmers, they're ranchers, they worked in mines. I mean, that's, you know, I got a lot of union folks in my family that worked, that went up to the big city and they worked for Chrysler back in the day. So there's a lot of people in America identify with that coming of age sort of story, coming from nothing, because that's really, isn't that kind of the soul of America? I mean, that's what Tocqueville wrote about when he toured the United States, you know, during its emergence as its own sovereign entity. And he was trying to figure out why the American Revolution was so much more successful than the French Revolution. And it's because of that can-do spirit to raise yourself out of the dust and turn yourself into something. I mean, at least, you know, with economically speaking and with property. And that's what that encompasses, right? Joe Biden only plays lip service to that. He sits here and talks about Scranton Joe and all this other stuff, but none of his choices actually reflect that. I mean, if you look about what's being delivered, what policies has the Biden administration delivered that actually help improve domestic manufacturing? What I'm telling you something, the United States was a powerhouse and we built everything at home. The United States was a powerhouse when our workers here were building our cars, we're building our planes, we're building our everything. That is when the U.S. was a powerhouse. In World War II, the reason we weren't knocked on our ass is because we had that domestic production on lock. And not only could we recover our shipyards in Pearl Harbor, but we could turn around on the other side of the country and across the pond, go and help the British and the French beat back the Nazis too. And that is because of the strength of our domestic production capability. And we lost that. And Joe Biden always pays such lip service to this kind of stuff and the American worker. But then what happens? The business taxes, the cap gains taxes, the corporate taxes. Where do you think he tries to drive this Marxist policy that blames businesses for succeeding? And when businesses want to make more money, what do? They hire more people. They pay more money. They give better benefits. They can't do that anymore. So now they got to export all their jobs. They got to export all their manufacturing. All their labor, they outsource everything. That was done by Democrats that drove those policies all the way through the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. And so one of the big things that Democrats are going to lose this election cycle is that narrative, because those policies do not reflect that. And I'm telling you, that is going to be one of the major prongs of this election. It's all about the economy, stupid, but there's a very important aspect to the economy going forward right now in this election, and it is that domestic production factor. And that is one thing that Vance has been, I will love him or hate him. And I liked him better than Burgum and Rubio and these others. That's where he's been consistent. Now, people say it's isolationist. And I think that is a myopic, uneducated take. I'm not trying to be ignorant in saying that it's uneducated or mean-spirited. I just think it's a myopic, uneducated take. It's not isolationist to want to beef up our own production. And it's not isolationist to want to make sure that you can handle what your nation needs. And then if your allies need assistance too, I mean, look back again, the example of World War II, that's not isolationist to think that. And so that's what Vance brings to the table. you have that hard-won, homespun approach. And then you have Trump's business approach compared to Scranton Joe, a guy who's only paid lip service and has only ever worked in the public sector. This guy has been in elected office longer than I have been alive. And he's a multimillionaire. How is that? Because all the business deals that he's been making using his elected office. Now, people are going to contrast those things. You have J.D. Vance, who lived in squalor until, what, 15 years ago? Audio soundbite 20. This, I don't care who you are. This was a touching thing. Let's play this.
And I'm proud to say that tonight my mom is here. 10 years clean and sober. I love you, Mom.
His mom is genuinely choked up. When I wrote my book, Flyover Nation, I was writing about these people. Because I have these people in my family. And there's something you recognize in that. I mean, I think most Americans any day of the week are going to take a good old boy over somebody like Scranton Joe. Because the Scranton Joes didn't build the country. The good old boy and the good old girls did. Scranton Joes didn't do it. That, I'm telling you what, is going to be a major, major prong going forward. I'm going to be interested to see how Trump kind of dovetails if in his remarks tonight, if he dovetails into what Vance said last night, into some of Vance's discussions on this. We're going to talk more about this coming up, because I thought that bringing the Gold Star father out, bringing some of these people who have lost loved ones due to the illegal immigration, these are smart things. Smart. What are Democrats going to be able to bring out? Are they going to bring out dudes who've like displaced girls on sports teams? What are they going to do? I agree with Annie Oakley, who said, quote, I would like to see every woman know how to handle guns as naturally as they know how to handle babies. Now, I myself regularly conceal carry a 9mm. Now, that said, not every woman is like me, has had the hours of training that I've had, or feels comfortable around firearms due to years of use, or maybe they're by a gun-free zone. I'd like to change that what I can while encouraging self-defense at the same time. So this is where Byrna comes in. It's kind of like a starter weapon. They make a non-firearm firearm. I like the idea of incredible force sending chemical irritants towards a threat as an additional option for women. And the Byrna SD model shoots chemical irritant projectiles, 68 caliber rounds that can deter threats in their tracks up to 50 feet away. I mean, it is hard. Easy target acquisition, zero recoil. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. There's no background checks, no permits required. It's shipped directly to your door. Gun-free isn't applicable to Byrna. It's great for wherever guns are banned. Visit Byrna.com/Dana for 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Dana.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So scientists say they're one step closer to unlocking the secrets of anti-aging. They discovered a drug that switches off a protein linked to accelerated old age. They found that the treatment extended the lifespan of rats by 25%. And they also had like no gray hairs, improved vision, better muscle functionality, resistance to diseases, all this kind of stuff. The 75-week-old rats, equivalent to a 55-year-old human, live for an average of 155 weeks compared to 120 weeks of those not treated. Humans apparently inherited the protein. It's called interleukin 11. We've developed it over the years, so I don't know. It's wild. That's interesting, though. So the big news in Texas, there's a ruling in favor of making your moonshine. What? I mean, it's protected by the Missouri Constitution. I mean, Texas, come on. Why are you going? The law was unconstitutional, according to a federal judge, the law that banned it. That was the ruling in Texas last week. And they're protecting some of these do-it-yourself distillers. I cannot even believe that there would be a law against it. Like, this, stop it. This is so stupid. Microsoft laid off their DEI team as diversity ideals are, quote, no longer business critical. Wow. First suicide pod use soon in Switzerland, according to campaigners. This thing is terrifying looking. It's a pod that you get in, it kills you. It replaces the oxygen with nitrogen, and it costs $20 to use. That's terrifying. Isn't that scary? So that's what they're looking at in Switzerland. Jiminy Christmas. A North Korean official drowned during a Moscow visit, say Russian media. Sure, says the world. A North Korean official visiting Russia as part of a military training delegation drowned in a pond near Moscow. A lot of people are wondering how that happened. Pythons touted as a protein alternative. No, thank you. And the Twisters director, they didn't mention climate change. And he said in response, well, movies shouldn't preach a message. Yeah. Coming up, our good friend John Rich joins us next. Do you ever ask yourself how you can work this hard and still be in debt? I mean, the piles of overdue bills, the threatening phone calls, the constant stress of wondering how you're going to make ends meet each month, it just won't stop. If you're trapped in debt, Zero Debt USA is the way out. They've developed aggressive new strategies to end your debt permanently. Zero Debt USA stands between you and the bill collectors. They negotiate with creditors to lower or even forgive what you owe, and they do it all without bankruptcy or new loans. The bottom line is Zero Debt USA has powerful strategies that zap your debt quickly, so you have more money in your pocket every month. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive and you don't want to miss out. Visit zapmydebt.com and talk with one of their debt relief strategists for free and find out how fast they can get you out of debt. If you're trapped in debt, Zero Debt USA is the way out. Visit zapmydebt.com.
Make some common sense of the crazy headlines with the Dana Show podcast, your on-the-go guide for getting up to speed on today's most important stories. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or your favorite podcast platform.
I love the way the guitar sounds in this song. I love the mix. It has that dark country vibe. It's like goth country. I love it so much. I heard the first opening notes of this and I was like, ooh, it's so good. Everything that he does is so good. John Rich, you guys know John Rich, founder of Redneck Riviera Whiskey, Old Glory Bank. This is his new song, Revelation. And I got to tell you, I was watching the video and I'm like, well, I'll be dang, we had the devil on the show yesterday. Nick Searcy plays the devil in this video. It's a brand new song by John Rich, and we're going to talk to him about this. First off, John joins us via Skype right now. My good friend, good to see you. Congrats on the song. I love this song. I love the mix. I love everything about it. I love the vocals. I love the guitar tone. It's so warm, and I could sit here and like go into old college music review mode right now, but this is a good song. All your stuff is good, but this is some goth country right here. I loved it. Congrats.
I appreciate it. Yeah, this is unlike any song I've ever written before. I doubt I'll ever write anything like this again.
You've got to, though.
If it hits me again, trust me, I'll write more. This was a special situation, not only the way it sounds, but what it's talking about.
Yeah.
You know, that video, if people haven't seen that video yet,
it's powerful.
Go watch that. Yeah, I mean, you got
the devil and Michael facing off.
Yeah, it's spiritual warfare. You know, people talk about that kind of like it's science fiction or something. Like, yeah, it's good versus evil. Yeah, but it actually is.
I have to I have to interrupt you because I had this, I don't know if you can see it, Ephesians 6:12-13 tattooed on my arm as a reminder like over a decade ago, because that's really the reality in which we live in. And so when I was hearing the song, I could hear, you know, not just, you know, the book Revelation, but also the other parts of the Bible that were inspiring you or leading you to write the lyrics you wrote.
Yeah. You know, people have said, how'd you come up with those lyrics? I say, I didn't. The Apostle John came up with those lyrics with those words. I just made them rhyme. That's really all I did. That second verse, it says brimstone upon their heads and millstones around their necks. Yeah. They'll feel the shaking when the trumpet sounds. You know, this song is talking about a lot. It's all been written how this thing ends at the final when the boss comes back. And when he comes back, they're done. I mean, it is unequivocal. They are finished. And so as we see them out here, you know, thrusting this evil into our faces every single day, like there's nothing going to ever happen to them, it's just not true. So I said about the song when I posted it just a few days ago, I said, I hope it brings courage to the saved, conviction to the lost, and absolute terror to the truly wicked out there in this world. And I think that's exactly what it's done.
Amen to that. Talking with our good friend John Rich, who this video, I have to ask you, where was this shot at? Where'd you film this video at? The churches? I mean, that looks like the Baptist church that's in my family's hometown in the Ozarks.
Yeah, it's about a 130-year-old little church out in the woods in Tennessee. I thought that was the perfect place to do it, because when you see the devil blast through his fiery portal and then you see Michael come blasting down in the woods and they start coming at each other and Michael pulls that sword and I'm standing in between them, I mean, what a scene.
It is.
I wanted to take this thing all the way over the top, Dana, because the bad side of things in the entertainment business, they have unlimited budgets. They can make these grandiose productions out of it. And even though you don't want to look at it, it's done so well that you find yourself watching it. And I thought, if we're going to combat that, we need to come with content that comes to that level. We need to hit them with everything we've got.
I am so glad you said that, because this has been my one. I always complain. I'm like, why is like Christian music or God rock treated as a second class industry to the secular sound or any of that messaging? Why does that not get the first fruits? And so this is, I love the way you did. I mean, it's like epic. I mean, it looks like a movie. It's, I mean, really well done.
Yeah. Thank you. Maybe it'll be a movie someday. Can you imagine a movie about the Book of Revelation?
As long as you do the whole score, do the entire score. Not sure. Letting you off the hook on that one. No, not because this is such a good track. I want to come back to it, but I got to ask you too. I mean, obviously the timing of this, you know, this song, it's been out just barely, the video's been out barely a week. And then of course we had what happened on Saturday happen. I want to get your initial thoughts. When you first heard about this attempted assassination attempt, and then, you know, a little bit later, we all see, you know, just a slight turn of the head is what saved I mean, that we could be in an entirely different world today had he not turned his head, the president, and looked at the Jumbotron for some like immigration graph, I think, that they put up there. That, you know, just moving his head like an inch saved his life. How did that hit you?
Well, it hit me that the whole world just got to see an act of God on live television. I mean, people that, I don't believe in God, your sky daddy, all the stuff that they say about it. Yeah, but they all just saw that. And they know in their spirit what that was. I would also say this, the same God, the Lord, that turned his head at just that exact moment is also the one that allowed that whole situation to happen in the first place. You got to remember, he controls all of it. And so it's interesting that a near-death experience on Donald Trump, the impact that must have had on him personally. He doesn't look the same. Mm-hmm. I know we've all seen that. When he walked out at the RNC with the patch on his ear and all that, we're going to hear him speak tonight. He has a different look in his eye. And I happen to think that whole thing was orchestrated on purpose to be scary, but to let the man survive. And the boss reminding him, I got big things I need you to do, Donald. Yeah. Pay attention.
He quits the call.
I view it from both sides, that it wasn't just turning his head. It was the whole situation.
I think that's a smart way to look at it. Talking with our friend John Rich, and I agree with you on the way he looked, because I've known him for over 10 years. He used to come on the radio show all the time. I introduced him at CPAC some years ago. I have never seen him get emotional. I've never seen him get like watery eyes, you know, anything like that.
Yeah.
He's always been very, very straight. And when he walked out on the, that was weird. It was weird in a very, not in a bad way. I don't know how to describe it, but you could tell, like you just said, you could tell. But when you have a near-death experience like that in the way that he did, how does that not change you? So it makes sense. I mean, it makes, and his kids too. I mean, I think Junior was crying when he came out.
Yeah. Well, near-death experiences in the Bible, there's been many of them. Saul, who later became Paul, Saul's whole job was to go out and murder Christians for the Roman Empire. He was going town to town, cutting their heads off, lighting them on fire. That's where Roman candle comes from. They'd light them on fire. And then on the road to Damascus, he has a near-death experience. And for 3 days, he's blinded. He's like, what just happened? And he realized that was God giving him one last shot. Mm. And when he came out of that, he changed his name to Paul and he wrote half the New Testament. So God has a history of doing this with people that he's got very big jobs for.
That's a great point. Talking with our friend John Rich, his new song, Revelation, which has been out now just for about a week. Fabulous new song that really gets into the heart of this. I wanted to switch gears and ask you real quick about, too. So J.D. Vance announced he accepted the vice presidential nomination. He's part of the ticket now. And I was thinking about this, you know, because you come from like Appalachia territory. I come from Ozark territory. You know, you come from the woods in Tennessee and all that. And I'm, you know, we're down by the, you know, down southern Missouri. And there, whenever people try to resonate, I think, a hard scrabble upbringing message with people who really lived it and they're not genuine, it shows, like the Scranton Joe stuff. I never took that seriously because I never believed the man. But when I see people like J.D. Vance, and what, if people like him or don't like him, I don't think that you can dispute that he came up in a way that a lot of flyover nation can recognize. Tell me a little bit about how you think that's going to play out to a nation, because you got Scranton Joe, which I think is like a manufactured, hard scrabbled upbringing compared to J.D. Vance, who lived it and was very transparent about it.
Well, you know, when you grow up and your mother's a raging drug addict and your dad abandons you and everybody in your neighborhood is messed up on something and you have to claw your way out of that, I'm hoping that J.D. Vance has extreme empathy for people who are dealing with those situations in our country. And I hope he advises Trump very well on how to help those people, how to turn some of the things around in our country where those people can get a leg up finally. And, you know, I'll say this about J.D. Vance. The jury's out. Show us what you got, man. You know, I thought Pence was great until I watched him operate. And then I went, nope. And Pence is nowhere to be found now. He didn't even go to the convention because he would have been booed the second he walked in the door. So I hope J.D. follows up with what we all hope he's going to do. He's a Marine, former Marine. I like him. So I'm like, all right, thumbs up on that. Let's see what you got, buddy. Let's see what you can do.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. A lot of people, you know, unless, and I don't say this as like a mean way to say it, but unless you're kind of a political nerd, you know, you really don't know a lot about his background. A lot of people around the country are meeting him for the first time. They met him for the first time last night. They got the debate scheduled for August 12th. How do you think that J.D. Vance versus Kamala Harris? What do you think of that one, John?
I think that's like a piece of birthday cake debating a steak knife is what I think. I mean, good luck. Maybe a chainsaw. That might be angel food cake versus chainsaw.
Oh, my gosh.
It will be so horrific. It wouldn't shock me if they don't do it. If she pulls out, I mean, she's the border czar.
Yeah.
Wait till JD starts drilling her on that. So you're the border czar, huh? I mean, there's nowhere to run. You know, the Frankenstein monster that the Democrats and the left have built has now turned around and is eating them. Yeah. They are being attacked by the monster they created, and deservedly so.
You think they're going to replace Joe Biden? Because he's at his Delaware beach house. They called a lid on today, so he's not talking to the press anymore today. He's going to be there for 4 days. Apparently, they're all pressuring him to get out of the room. It sounds to me like, I don't know, he may not be here Monday.
Well, if he gets out of the race, he should also get out of the White House. I mean, if you're not cognitively able to run for office, you're definitely not cognitively able to be in the office. I mean, come on. We've got China circling Taiwan. We've got the Middle East in flames. We've got Russia going, we got warships off the coast of Cuba. I mean, listen, man, if you're not going to run and you're too sick and weak to do it, then get the hell out of there. And if it's got to be laughing Kamala Harris, all right, come on in and we'll see what happens.
You sound so excited.
To me, I would use this analogy. It would be like changing the captain out of the Titanic after it hit the iceberg and thinking now it's not going to sink.
That's the way, exactly. I think that's the perfect way to put it. Our good friend John Rich, you know, we're tough times, but we can take some refuge in the knowledge that the battle's already been won. But this video, Revelation, you can find it. It's out on YouTube. It's out everywhere. And make sure you go get some of that heavenly whiskey, Redneck Riviera. Oh, my goodness. The best whiskey out there. John Rich. And find Old Glory Bank. All of that. You do so much. You do so much, and we appreciate it. Congrats on the song. Appreciate
Thank
your time
you. I'll
today.
Give you one quick update. So the song right now on iTunes, today's the last day of the chart. So it's 6 days old today. Tomorrow, a new chart comes out. Revelation is number one in country of all downloads, and it's number two in the world of all genres. So this is kind of the last day. If you don't have it, go download it. It's like $1.29. You know, it's not a big deal. Go get it and see if we can flip it to number one. It'd be pretty cool. Regardless, it has had the impact. My interview with Tucker Carlson that dropped a couple of days ago now has 4.5 million views across the platforms. And the whole conversation was about Revelation, spiritual warfare, and all of that. So go check that out,
too. Exactly. Yeah. And it's the best $1.29 that's ever been spent. So and it's a great song and a great, great, I mean, truth, a great story as well. I mean, it's the truth. John Rich, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thanks, Dana.
Of course. We have more to come, folks, as we wrap up this second hour of the program. And, of course, we're going to be rolling into some Florida, man. And as we do so, our partners at Hub bring you free radio. I'm actually finishing my, I think it's my second cup. I probably should know that, right? Black Rifle Coffee, veteran owned, veteran run. They hire vets and active duty. And unlike some of the other folks out there, they actually roast their stuff here in the United States. They're dedicated to not only supporting veteran first responder causes, like they get equipment that's needed to first responders, they help them fight diseases, PTSD, all of that, but they serve premium coffee to people who love America. Everything from the roast to the bag art plays homage to American culture and military history, and they have explosive roast profiles, the best in America. You can get ground coffee, whole bean, K-cups, ready to drink, whatever you want. You can also get apparel, kettles, grinders, mugs, and more. And you got, it's the coffee club. You got to be a member of the coffee club. So you pick your favorite roast or roasts. There's more than one. You select your frequency of shipment and have it sent to your front porch with free shipping only at blackriflecoffee.com. Use code Dana and get 20% off your order today. So get it all at blackriflecoffee.com. Order today, get 20% off using code Dana. That's blackriflecoffee.com.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I immediately want to go to the guy who was trying to steal steak. So I'm not going in order. I'm sorry, but this immediately caught my eye. As you can imagine, it would anybody's. So this Florida man stole 4 ribeye steaks and hid them under his shirt at a Walmart, according to deputies. Man just wanted some red meats. That's all. Angel Rivera, 66, was charged with petty theft of $100 or more after he, on this Walmart ribeye theft, he hid them under his shirt and they got him on camera. He went and picked out 4 packs of ribeyes, placed them on the top part of his shopping cart, and then he went to a different aisle where I guess he thought cameras couldn't get him, and he hid them under his shirt, which he was covered by a jacket, and then he left without paying. Walmart asset protection officer confronted him. He gave the steaks back. They waited till deputies arrived. It was, they were recovered but damaged. $102.
For four steaks,
$102. Man, that's a lot. So he gets in trouble. So we also have this guy. He didn't want to share his passcode on his phone. He did not want to share his passcode, his password, his phone's like to unlock his phone with his girlfriend, and he jumped into the ocean. This dude doesn't sound trustworthy. Just gotta say, he would rather literally jump to where the sharks and gators live. A Florida man, he did not want his girlfriend or his cops to access his phone, and he jumped into the ocean to avoid giving it up and tried to flee arrest after he was being grilled by police while out on a boat. There's body cam footage. It shows 2 female Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission officers questioning the guy. He identified himself as AJ, him and his girlfriend on a boat in the Keys. And he was arguing with the officers and his girlfriend over the phone. He got agitated and jumped into the ocean. And he goes, what if I just swim away? And then he led the cops on a 7-minute pursuit back to shore, where they promptly arrested him. I don't know what, they didn't actually say, like, what, they just said his boat was breaching code, and they didn't have any, like, documentation with him, and that's pretty much all they, because I really don't know why they were stopped or why, but to me, like, not even letting your, I'm just saying, it sounds a little sketchy, what else we got? Pompano Beach woman. Man, this woman had a bad day. She flipped off the camera, plowed a car into a school, and then she also hit a bunch of wheelchairs and a cop car. Deputies say she caused more than $20,000 worth of damage. She drove through the closed gates of a South Florida school where 12 children with special needs were, the Bright Horizon School. And she plowed through the glass door. She ran over a whole bunch of wheelchairs. And then she backed into a sheriff's patrol car and then did donuts in the parking lot before speeding down the school hallway. Oh, my gosh. They totally arrested her. Tiffany Medeiros. Tiffany with an I. 2 I's. Stay with us. 3rd hour on the way. People who help bring you free radio. It's the folks over at Patriot Mobile. It's the only Christian conservative cell phone service in the country. And when you switch, first off, you're going to notice right off the bat, you're saving money and you're not supporting the things that you vote against every single time you go to the ballot box, because that's not what Patriot Mobile supports. Patriot Mobile supports your values. They support your rights. They support your freedom to worship how you want, your freedom to exercise your Second Amendment rights, all of that. And they're also going to help you find the perfect plan for your needs. They got plans tailor-made for everybody. It doesn't matter the family size, dinks, businesses of all sizes, all of it. They're going to get you set up. And when you switch, you can get free activation using code DANA. 100% U.S.-based customer service team is going to make it easy to switch on you. And you're also going to be helping to support and create more U.S.-based jobs. Visit patriotmobile.com/DANA or call 972-PATRIOT and use promo code DANA to get that free activation. Make that switch today. That's patriotmobile.com/DANA, 972-PATRIOT.
Now, my mamaw died shortly before I left for Iraq in 2005. And when we went through things, we found 19 loaded handguns. They were... Now, the thing is, they were stashed all over her house, under her bed, in her closet, in the silverware drawer. And we wondered what was going on, and it occurred to us that towards the end of her life, Mamaw couldn't get around so well. And so this frail old woman made sure that no matter where she was within arm's length of whatever she needed to protect her family. That's who we fight for. That's American spirit.
This is like, I think DeSantis briefly mentioned 2A in his remarks. This was like the most that the Second Amendment, that guns got mentioned, and I was very, very excited about that. Obviously, last night by J.D. Vance and his acceptance of the VP nomination. Welcome back. Dana Lash with you, top of this third hour. And you can listen coast to coast. You can also watch the simulcast of the radio program on X. You can watch it on Rumble, all that good stuff. The discussion happens on Rumble as well. So I was very, happy to hear that. And that makes sense, right? To have guns like all over your house. I mean, that's not abnormal at all. One quick thing about this, and we're going to switch gears to all the latest with the Secret Service stuff, because there's all kinds of new developments that I've been watching some of my friends argue back and forth over Vance's VP, because I think his selection as VP is a much more consequential than when it was Mike Pence picked. And then the second thing is that I think it is projecting the plans for the future of the Republican Party more so than Mike Pence ever did. Mike Pence was done because Trump didn't have a political record and they needed somebody who could act like the vanilla statesman, right? I don't know. That's why Pence got picked. That's why they ended up putting Biden on Obama's ticket. I mean, it's kind of how it is. But with Vance, he's going to have to get out there and make the case. He really will. And because he doesn't have that much of a record, he's brand new in the Senate. So he actually has less time being in elected office than Barack Obama did when he left the Senate to run for the White House. So he's really got to make the case, because flyover nation voters, it's not enough. I feel like, and this is just what I've been hearing from a lot of you that have reached out to me over the years, it's not enough to be like, oh yeah, I grew up the same, right? That's, you know, a lot of people grew up, you know, in rural areas, you know, a lot of us grew up like that. A lot of us grew up where, you know, you didn't have like the supermarket down the road or something like that. I mean, that's not unusual. I think what so many people and flyover country, they're used to two things. They're used to A, being denigrated as bitter clingers, right? Like they were under Obama, or deplorables under Hillary. And they're used to being patronized, like how Biden does the Scranton Joe shtick, right? They're used to it. So they're going to be watching for authenticity. And I do feel like it was authentic last night. I mean, that's how he grew up. And he's been very transparent about his upbringing. I think partly because that's just who he is, but also partly because Democrats can't weaponize any of that now. Think about it. Think about this 20 years ago. Don't you think that Democrats would have been easier ground to like weaponize someone in your family that maybe was an ad? You know what I mean? It just seems like that now that's not a weapon anymore. But I will say this. Vance does have to make the case. And I'm going to bring this up only to show you what you got to overcome. when Vance ran for Senate in Ohio, and again, I liked him better as a pick than Burgum or Rubio or Haley. When you look at Ohio, Mike DeWine, the governor, is a moderate, and he outperformed Vance by like over 2-1. He got way more votes than Vance. He had a double point lead as opposed to Vance. It was single digit. It was very close in his Senate race. That is something he's going to have to overcome. It's not a guarantee. I think it was actually kind of a risky move. It was a gamble to secure Trump's legacy and the future plot for the Republican Party, the pathway for the Republican Party. Because he could have gone with somebody like a Youngkin, a safe bet. But Vance is, he's solidifying that portion of the Republican Party, that pathway forward. So Vance is going to have to, he's going to have to work because they, Republicans lost a lot of ground in the suburbs. Republicans underperformed in 2022. That we lost, the GOP lost a lot of ground in 2020. The GOP lost a lot of ground in 2018. These are all true things. So that is something you do have to consider. That means there's a lot of groundwork to get done, a lot of groundwork to do. And so I will say that the GOP was more successful at the state legislative level and the gubernatorial level and the congressional level. So there is that silver lining in it. And presidential elections and presidential politics can be very, very tricky. So this is, we're going to see how this plays out. But they got some work to do. Vance has to increase his name recognition. August 12th is going to be a real, like, people got introduced to him last night. The next time people will get introduced to him is August 12th when he debates Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris does not perform well under pressure, and she's bad in debates. J.D. Vance, he cannot come off as shrill or anything other than how he did last night. He has got to stick that tone. He sticks to that tone as a guy who just wants to improve things for America, American workers and all this. Oh, man, Harris won't have a shot. She won't have an opening. She's going to play every card that she can. Oh, I'm the woman. I'm that she. And Vance, by holding the tone that he had last night, will circumvent that. Now, the latest with the Secret Service. I know you saw. I can't believe the Secret Service chief was just walking around the RNC. I mean, I'm sure they're there for a reason, but walking around the RNC, you know, just, you know, walking around. Was confronted because now so much stuff is coming out about, there's a lot with this, a lot with Secret Service. You have the briefing that took place where more details came out. They said that, because we have the video, like it was like an hour, wasn't it, Kane? Because at first they said it was like 20 minutes before he climbed up. The video, he's in video like an hour before he climbed up on the roof. He visited the rally sites, the rally site days in advance. Apparently he stashed his rifle there. So his rifle was already there. And again, that, how do you not, that means, okay, now this is where they haven't said anything about Kane. Doesn't that mean that it had to be behind the staging area of the building that he climbed up on?
Yeah.
You're telling me that a guy can go to the site where a former president and potential next president is speaking and stash a rifle?
Yeah.
And right there by the, it had to have been by the staging area.
For law enforcement, yeah.
Yeah, and they didn't find it?
Yeah. That's what we're to believe.
Really? I remember when I was a freshman in high school, Arnold, Missouri. One of my friends worked at the McDonald's there, and I think I was doing select sports through that summer, and Bill Clinton came to town that summer. That's when you had Dick Gephardt, who was still in office. I remember that. And Bill Clinton was coming to the school, and they were replacing things like windows and stuff that they took all out after he left. I mean, it was really a shameful thing. But this, Bill Clinton loved McDonald's Cokes, and he loved McDonald's. He just loved McDonald's, but he liked their sodas with their ice cubes. And the story goes is that he used to visit a McDonald's, and like whenever he was traveling around the country, he always wanted to go to McDonald's. This was no exception. So they told the McDonald's and Arnold like 2 days before Clinton came in to visit that there was, or 2 days before the Secret Service visited, that they were going to come and advance the the president's visit. So they came there like 2 days before and then the day before and then that morning. So they had three advance visits, right? You advance it, you check and make sure. And my friend was working like two out of those 3 days. They were checking everybody. And my friend was there when Clinton came in to visit. And I mean, everyone was saying how the Secret Service went over literally everything. They were looking at what the food was cooked in. They were looking at absolutely everything, like the shake machine, everything. I bet those shake machines were working. They looked at everything. And my friend was like, I've never seen, we were joking about our moms and how our moms love to deep clean the house all the time. And they were like, yeah, we thought our moms were bad. This is crazy. Like they were looking under stuff. It was wild. Like they were looking at everything. It was like a deep inspection. And I just remember I had that story in the back of my head when I was reading about how this guy visited the site. He was advancing it for himself. He had visited in advance, scoped it out, and stashed his rifle there. How was that not found? I'm comparing the security there on behalf of the former and potential next president to the Mickey D's one. And you could say, well, one was a current president, that's the same Secret Service or supposed to be. That's stupid. That's inconsequential. It's irrelevant. There's a difference. I don't know if it's because of DEI laziness or just outright maliciousness. And I don't think that no jury would convict anybody for thinking any or all of those things. But I'm amazed. FBI Director Wray said that there was no established motive as of now. The same FBI that like knows anyone who even so much as sneezed in the direction of the Capitol on January 6th. I'm just wow. So they had said 20 minutes between the time he was spotted by snipers and when he fired the shots. 20 minutes went by. 62 minutes elapsed between the time he was photographed as being suspicious and when he fired the shots. I've had better security at book events. I have had better security at events that I've gone to, book events. I absolutely have. Amazing. I had better security at the Parkland Town Hall. Not because of the event there. By the way, you know the event there, the Parkland Town Hall, the CNN Town Hall, they didn't screen for guns. Know that? They didn't do any of that, despite it was a big gun control event. I could have taken anything in. Isn't that interesting? That was interesting. I've had better security. I had a Books a Million event where there was a guy who was trying to start something and I had better security there. Not even kidding you. Yeah, there was a guy who was trying. He looked real suspicious and he had a backpack and I think they did detain him and they walked him away. I've had better security when I spoke at college campuses. When I had Antifa show up and protest, I had better security than this. That's crazy. That is crazy. Who is providing security here? Uvalde? Fair to ask. 62 minutes elapsed between the time he was photographed as being suspicious and firing shots. All of this. They had the Senate briefing call. Yeah, so you can understand, I guess, you know, the FBI or the Secret Service chief, she didn't want to answer any questions and she was confronted. According to a March 2024 report from the Association of American Medical Colleges, the U.S. is facing a shortage of 86,000 doctors by 2036. Already, wait times to see a doctor nearly reach 4 weeks. That's a troubling trend set to worsen. And your alternative? Lengthy hours in the ER or urgent care amid a whole crowd of ill people. Yeah, no. Mm-mm. Take control of your own health care. Order a medical emergency kit from the Wellness Company. Now, this is not, I repeat, it's not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It's super handy. It comes with doctor prescribed medicines for over 30 medical issues, antibiotics for infections, strep throat. I've used it, pneumonia, bronchitis, all kinds of stuff. Match your symptoms to the prescription in your booklet and take the correct meds now to get well faster. There's no waiting for a doctor or a pharmacy or being around tons of sick people. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit, and you can order yours online in literally minutes. Get 15% off at twc.health/Dana and use promo code Dana. That's promo code Dana at twc.health/Dana.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I don't care about the baby bird in a tortilla. I really don't care.
What?
I don't care about
that
story.
About that?
Nobody cares about it.
Racist?
Nobody cares. Nobody cares about the baby bird in the tortilla. What? I have that as a headline, and don't care.
Baby bird in a warm tortilla?
Are you going to eat
it? That's how they're keeping and rehabbing this baby bird, and you don't...
By putting it in a taco.
You don't think that's cute enough just to mention?
No, I don't, because it's not a dog. So we're moving on.
The politics is
done. We're moving on. We're doing it. So, more bad poll news for Biden. I was looking at like the Trump stuff earlier, but there was a new poll out, University of Chicago and AP. Democrats are increasingly likely to be concerned about Biden's mental fitness. Duh. In fact, it's like starting to track upward. It used to be like 38.5% said they weren't very confident. Now it's 48%, or it was 48%. Now it's 52%. It keeps going up. People are very concerned, obviously. And also, there's going to be a problem for Democrats in the Senate, because if you look at the Senate races for Democrats, 47 Democrats, 49 Republicans right now, presently, four independents. A lot of the independents were caucusing with Democrats, and Harris is the president of the Senate, thus controlling the chamber. But when you look at the seats and you look at some of the math ahead, that is actually a very legitimate question as to whether or not Democrats are going to be able to hang on to the Senate. We're going to watch that more closely in the days to come. Let's see. Also, a couple of other things to get into. Jack Smith, you know, he's filing the appeal. We mentioned this yesterday, trying to reverse the dismissal of that case. That's not going to go anywhere. It's not. Not going to go anywhere at all. Also, they say that short bursts of intense exercise over a six-month period can reduce cognitive decline. That seems obvious, though. Do you really need a study over that? I mean, come on. That's kind of obvious, right? Yeah. A 20-foot inflatable IUD went up at a Virginia Beach oceanfront. It's a protest. It's Frida, the traveling 20-foot-tall inflatable intrauterine device.
Frida.
Yeah. It's Americans for Contraception. Okay, you go out and get it then. Because you're not getting it for free doesn't mean it's being denied to you. And if you're... Just stop it. You whores, go on, get your own stuff. I say that jokingly, but go ahead and quote me. I didn't even know they made giant inflatable IUDs. I mean, I knew they had the inflatable rats. Guess you can get anything inflatable nowadays. Stick with us. I agree with Annie Oakley, who said, quote, "I would like to see every woman know how to handle guns as naturally as they know how to handle babies." Now, I myself regularly conceal carry a 9mm. Now, that said, not every woman is like me, has had the hours of training that I've had, or feels comfortable around firearms due to years of use, or maybe they're by a gun-free zone. I'd like to change that what I can while encouraging self-defense at the same time. So this is where Byrna comes in. It's kind of like a starter weapon. They make a non-firearm firearm. I like the idea of incredible force sending chemical irritants towards a threat as an additional option for women. And the Byrna SD model shoots chemical irritant projectiles, 68 caliber rounds that can deter threats in their tracks up to 50 feet away. I mean, it is hard. Easy target acquisition, zero recoil. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. There's no background checks, no permits required. It's shipped directly to your door. Gun-free isn't applicable to Byrna. It's great for wherever guns are banned. Visit Byrna.com/Dana for 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Dana.
The Dana Show Podcast, your fast, funny, and informative news companion for those always on the move. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who, for whatever reason, was given 9 seconds to take an iconic photo op during an active shooter situation.
Oh my gosh,
weird situation. We'll figure that out one day. But his survival of that and bouncing right back and going right to his convention is being conveyed in the media world as a sign of strength. This current president of the United States is 81 years old and has COVID. Should he be fine in a couple of days? Doesn't that convey exactly the same thing? That he's strong enough, older than Trump, to have gotten something that used to really be fatal to people his age. So if he does fine out of it and comes back and is able to do rallies, isn't that exactly the same?
I mean,
it's not exactly the same. It's not the same incident,
no, it's not,
but it's all—it's an elderly coming through out of an illness.
It should.
That's These two stupid. Men are both elderly. Donald Trump is an elderly
What's
man.
What's her face? Joy Reid.
Joyless.
I couldn't think of her. Every joy that I know is a... Not a joy.
No.
Welcome back to the show. Bottom of this third hour. That's that is one of the dumbest sound bites that I think I have heard in, I don't know. You know, it's just like, you know, he's got COVID. It's just like getting shot in the head. I had some chatty Cathy on X trying to tell me, oh, you can't say he was shot in the head. His ear was clipped. I'm really trying hard, Kane. I feel like Sam Jackson looking down at Ringo in that final scene in Pulp Fiction, which actually was the first scene, but it was done not in chronological order. And I'm looking at Ringo and I'm telling him, right before I make him dig in the bag and take out my wallet that has bad MFR on it. And I'm looking right down at him with the gun pointed at him. And I'm like, you know, talking to him about scripture and how I evaded, had my life saved earlier that day. And I'm looking at him like, Ringo, I'm trying real hard here. I'm trying real hard to be the shepherd. That was one of the best scenes in all cinema. It really was. It's a masterpiece. I'm thinking of that when I hear this stuff from these people. Do you know Time Magazine switched out their cover? They have they're trying to defend it and say it's a variant edition. Oh. Okay, so that switched out the cover. They switched out the cover from Attack on Trump to What Unites Us. Because that photo is an iconic photo. By the way, on X, if you use hashtag MAGA, it now shows that photo of him raising his fist with the flag behind him. It shows that on Twitter. If you just do hashtag MAGA, it shows it. Or on X, it shows it on there now. And now it's like all over. Oh, I'm telling you. But yeah, they and this was after you have people over at Axios, photo editors going, well, I just don't think that we can show that photo. It's like free advertising. For what? The guy was shot. It's a news article. Joe Biden would love to have some kind of coverage like that. He would love to have an iconic photo. I mean, this is the same media that put Barack Obama in a halo for 8 years. Come on. Yeah, they switched out. Time Magazine switched out their cover. And they're saying it's a variant and that you can still get the other one online. Oh, so you can buy the one with, really. Juan is showing them now the two different covers there. So the old one and the variant, they said the variant and then the new one. So to me, it's like they switched it out because they thought that it was promoting Trump in a positive light. Doesn't it? That's why they did it. Yeah. The media reaction still. Listen to this from Associated Press, this headline. Quote, Trump has given no official information about his medical care for days since an assassination attempt. Well, that's not true. He told everyone he went to the hospital, and they updated everybody through his family and his campaign people exactly what was up. And then he's got a bandage over his ear as it heals with stitches in it. So what are you? Really? This one reporter, Margaret Sullivan. She's at The Guardian. She goes, very little detail here. Trump's campaign has given no official information about his care. So you're asking questions about him getting shot in the head live on camera in front of an entire nation. You didn't see that. That's where that information came from. Maybe ask the Secret Service some questions about what went wrong if that's not too much for you. These are the people they want to know more. And the Trump campaign was very forthcoming about all of it. That's how we know everything. That's how we know everything about it. They were very forthcoming about all of it. But these people have not said anything at all about Biden. They haven't said anything at all about Biden's health. I mean, look at this. This guy can't even get down. I'm looking at, again, the video. He can't even walk down the damn stairs. But the press is not at all interested. No, they'll take the magazine cover off. They'll take the magazine cover out. Biden, in the meantime, he can't walk down the stairs and nobody in the press asks a question. Well, we don't have any. Think about this. Imagine if they had said, we don't have any detail from the Biden campaign about his medical care. We don't have any detail. They haven't said anything like that. Kane, correct me if I'm wrong, but they've been very transparent about everything that happened. Hell, we watched it on camera.
Right. Multiple angles.
Yeah, we had multiple angles. We saw it on camera. There's Biden that Juan's showing you on the simulcast going down the stairs. Look how slow he's going.
You missed those first two or three stairs, though. He was really, he stopped.
Yeah. He stops and he's like, okay. And he's got a guy going off behind him now, too, which is unusual. Look how close the guy's following behind him. He's like one step up. Once he's like right behind him. He's watching him. He's like, oh, he hesitated. Okay.
There should be somebody right below him in case he falls.
Well, I mean, I guess maybe those two dudes saluting in the front. They have two dudes now. And usually it was like they have a dude there. I don't know. But they're asking all these questions about what we already know because the Trump campaign has been forthright about it. But yet they don't ask anything about Biden. Biden, why is he called a lid for the day? He's going to be at his Delaware beach house for 4 days now. No one's, the press isn't interested in asking any questions about mental checkups. Why are they not asking why a doctor who specializes in Parkinson's has been visiting? Why have there, that was like reported by a conservative entity, but no one in the media seems interested in asking any other questions about it. And Karine Jean-Pierre completely dodged it at the press avail. So, you know, we all have a lot of questions about this. Why have they not asked anything about it? I think that's fair to, they haven't asked a single thing. Kane, would you describe the media as being very interested in reporting about Biden's health?
No, actually quite the opposite, because we've had a lot of instances in the past, especially now just recently with COVID. How's he doing with COVID? What's his treatment with COVID? Have you seen it? I mean, after they announced it, all we saw was video of him getting on the plane without a mask, him interacting with his staff without a mask, all of that stuff. So
yeah, yesterday he was touching everybody at a super spreader event.
Right.
I mean, you were a murderer if you walked out of your house without a mask.
If you dared go to church.
If you went to church without a mask, you were a murderer.
Yep.
And you have Joe Biden, who is, how many times did he get the clot shot?
I think three.
Maybe more boosters. I don't
know.
Possibly
more.
And he's out there with no mask, touching everybody. See, I don't believe any of that stuff works, and I know that they don't believe that it works either, because they never follow their rules when it affects them. If they believed it, they would follow their own rules. That just shows you that it's just bread and circuses for you.
Yeah, and it's more than just odd for him to yesterday announce that, well, if I have a medical condition of some sort, then I'm going to go ahead and bow out. And then, like, literally 98 minutes later, the Democrats are announcing he's got COVID. So it's not, stop. This is all coordinated.
He had tweeted that, or he had said in an interview that nothing was, he wouldn't consider anything unless there was like an illness or something, which I thought was interesting. But then he tweeted out, like, I guess, or not him, I guess it was a campaign. They thought it would be funny. And it said, I am sick. And the subsequent tweet was about whatever, some policy with Trump. But that's so dumb. That was so dumb. Now, there are some polls coming out. The first post-assassination attempt polling. And it's still very early because this stuff takes time. But there's an Emerson College polling group, and the results, and I have not looked at any of the cross tabs or anything on this. So I haven't looked at, it was a July 15th or 16th national poll. So I haven't looked at where, you know, who was polled, ages, you know, any of that. But it said 46% of registered voters supported Trump. 42% supported Biden. How is it even that close? 12% are undecided. And then they said that when third-party candidates were added, Trump maintains or extends his advantage in the national poll and six of the seven swing states. Now, this might sound odd. I honestly believe that if there is an uptick in support, measured support for Trump post-assassination, it's not going to be out of sympathy. I think if people are going to go to Trump, it's not going to be out of sympathy because somebody tried to kill him. I think they're going to look at the absolute contrast between a guy who just was shot and a guy who is supposedly fine, no problem, but can barely walk upstairs, who can't even get through an interview. And when he tries to do a one-on-one heavily edited interview, it is still a disaster, even with all the edits and jump cuts and everything. It's still a disaster. I think people are looking at those two contrasts and saying, oh my gosh, we can't go with it. This guy's not even making these decisions. Somebody else is, and we don't know who that person is. That's what I think that will motivate people to go over to that. Because you have to understand, you're dealing with people who are, I don't think they're going to feel sympathy. I'm not saying that they wanted him to have something happen to him, but I think that they were either so ambivalent or so anti that the only thing that's going to be able to convince them to go to vote against Biden is his absolute complete implosion, which they're seeing clearly. I mean, there's an absolute contrast. So that's what I think some of this is. And the reason I'm putting that out there is I think I hope that they strategize at the RNC accordingly because of that. Now, I do think that for maybe some of the more milquetoast Republicans or some of the people who were like maybe perhaps like never Trump or Republicans that were not MAGA, I think the focusing on, oh, my gosh, you know, they even try to kill him, et cetera. I think that also that might play a little bit more with them than it would with the left. But I'm just saying that's what I think that that's kind of coming from. So this is all it's all fascinating stuff to look at. But we're going to see what happens. And if Biden doesn't get out, I mean, what? There was a story from Politico. Biden allies retaliated against a Democrat who called for him to step aside. He removed Democrat Representative Hillary Scholten from a coordinated campaign. And the decision to remove her from this campaign, it was reversed after Politico contacted the Biden campaign. And they said that they were they cut ties with her, and it angered a lot of Democrats behind the scenes, reportedly, because they were, you know, the Biden family was, it was revenge. Interesting.
Hi, I'm George, an economics major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arnn with a Constitution Minute.
The Declaration of Independence is more than a bold letter to a British king written by upstart colonists, although it very much is that. The Declaration explains the promise of America, that all men and women are born equal in their possession of natural rights, and that the proper exercise of these rights can lead to a full and deeply satisfying life. Just as the Declaration explains America's promise, the Constitution upholds that promise. Its purpose is to protect the rights of all of us, our natural rights. This establishes the possibility, not the guarantee, that we can have a good life. This is true freedom.
To learn more and get a free pocket Constitution, visit ConstitutionMinute.com.
Not able to catch the full Dana Show? Follow Dana's Absurd Truth podcast and get news and laughs delivered in short, easy-to-digest episodes. Ideal for your busy lifestyle on Apple or wherever you get your podcast.
When Hunter and the other service members' bodies were returned to the U.S. in Dover, Delaware, Joe Biden met the plane. But he made the occasion more about his son, lost to cancer, than our sons and daughters lost on his watch. Worse than that, he has never said their names out loud. And during last month's debate, he claimed no service members have died during his administration. None. That hurt us all deeply.
Last night, I don't know if there have been some of the some media clips out, whether it's been at ABC or CBS, where these anchors and these talking heads have remarked how it's these portions of the convention where you have these Gold Star families go up and speak, or you have the families of those who lost loved ones due to fentanyl and, you know, other issues. It's incredibly compelling, very, very, very compelling. And these are very powerful moments. I don't know what the Democrats can put forward. They're going to, I'll tell you, with the Democrat convention, they're going to bring forward women and abortions. That's going to be their shtick. That's what they're going to push forward. But that's still, this right here, you can't, this was one of the most embarrassing things that an administration has ever done. And you have these parents that are blasting the decisions made by the administration, now the opponent. And it is powerful. It's very powerful stuff. And I think that the convention, it's been interesting. I want people to realize, too, I know people are not wanting to, like, unify. This is the 80-20 rule living out. I want you to realize that. The Reagan rule, building a coalition. And I think the RNC needs to say those words explicitly. Actually, we're building a coalition. I think that that helps the base understand it a little bit more. But this is, people say big tent, but they don't realize what it means. You got to do it if you want to win. Bottom line. When you look at Democrats, because I was just reading a piece on break, Obama, Washington Post, Obama was telling all these allies back channel, Biden's got to seriously consider his viability. they're going to push him. They're going to push to make this happen after the weekend. But the problem is, who steps in? Who in the world would want to step in at that moment? Think you only have like a, what, 100 some odd whatever days, Kane, to make the case? Right. To make the case as to why people should vote for a Democrat president over a Republican one? It looks like a mess. It looks like a mess. Who would want to step in? You can't have like somebody like Gretchen Whitmer, Josh Shapiro. They could just stay as, you know, their blue state governors, and they could just keep doing that and then run, you know, coming up next presidential election. Why would they want to torpedo their future chances by jumping on that landmine now? Very interesting stuff. We're going to explore that later on this, probably coming up in the next week. All right. Today in stupidity, Kane.
All right. It is our Vice President, Kamala Harris. Now, Kamala Harris is here bragging about them ignoring SCOTUS. So, as you know, the Dems don't like decisions that SCOTUS don't rule in their favor, you know, when they rule with the Constitution.
Right.
Anyway, so this is her bragging about it in public again.
It is we who have canceled debt, including student loan debt. In fact, testify if you have received it.
Wow.
Laughing.
So bad.
Laughing, Kamala.
So bad.
So that's what they'll do. So they're going to try and reshape the court too. I've been seeing a lot of that as well. They want to put reforms on SCOTUS because that's how arrogant these people are.
And folks, that does it for us today. Make sure you go sign up for the newsletter over at Substack, Chapter and Verse. Find us on Facebook and YouTube. Like and subscribe. And we're going to finish out the week strong tomorrow. So I'll catch you behind the mic then.